Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan from the New York Times. Top headline today, election officials nationwide find no fraud. Statements amount to forceful rebuke of Trump's false claims. President Trump and his allies have baselessly claimed that rampant voter fraud stole victory from him. The Times contacted officials representing both parties in almost every state who said that there were no irregularities that affected the outcome. I'm guessing that doesn't matter to President Trump.
Well, it doesn't. This soon-to-be ex-President Trump, according to the way that the voters in the United States feel. Now, I have to tell you, David, that this is quite scary, because this is the kind of thing dictators do. We know this from past history. They deny, they create their own set of circumstances, and they are, in fact, liars. I've often said this guy's a lying liar, but it is beyond all of that. It is, at this point, very, very scary. We can see that when you start firing people in the Defense Department, the top people, it could be a signal that I will use the troops to help me, and I'm going to make sure that the top people in the United States who run our armies and navies will be with me. You are right. He has been claiming voter fraud, but there isn't a scintilla of evidence that that is true. Into all of this comes Secretary of State Pompeo, who's just proven himself to be a total miscreant, as far as I'm concerned, to say we're looking forward to a smooth transition to another term for President Trump. Do I think, and I had a little bit of a debate on our panel yesterday morning, do I think that Trump is capable of trying to keep office despite the fact that he lost? Yes, I do. You know, his niece or sister, I forget which one of them, said he means what he says. He said he wouldn't accept these election results. He's been saying that all along. I think you have to accept it. So the question is, if he pursues this, if he's aided and abetted by Mitch McConnell and the Republican senators who are scared to death of crossing Trump, if he gets away with this, will he have to be escorted out of the White House? And could this lead to real friction breaking out into armed conflict? This is something that we have to watch for, and it is very scary.
Meantime, the very important work of the transition is not getting done. We'll remember that President Obama and his administration were very good with the incoming Trump administration to give them the information they needed, including intelligence briefings. And they're not doing that with Biden. Biden says, we're moving. We're going to get this done.
What else can Biden say? Look, if everybody in America was asked to, or if all those people who voted for him were asked to put a few dollars into the kitty to finance all of this, they would. The real issue to me is, at what point does Biden take off the gloves? At what point does he say, no, this is un-American and we won't tolerate it? At what point do the Republican governors of many of these states who are with Biden, not because they philosophically agree with him, but because they think this is so dangerous, at what point do they come out? This is a time when America is going to be judged. History will judge us as to whether or not we allow this guy, this Trump person, to take over the democratic institutions, which he's clearly trying to do. This is a time to put a stop to that, and it may come to people having to have real courage and putting their lives on the line.
Alan, your thoughts this morning on what we're seeing in regard to Obamacare and the Supreme Court?
Well, Judge Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, has come out during the case and made it clear that he thinks that the law has to be upheld. So now you have Roberts, the chief judge, who's already done that. You have Kavanaugh. A lot of people will be looking at Amy Coney Barrett to see what her position is going to be. I study the law, she says, but she's fought against it all along. Look, the way that it's going now, it looks to me like a 5-4 decision, and the law will be upheld. I think that's fair to say. And you know, David, 23 million Americans will lose their health care if this law was to be judged unconstitutional.
We're reading that the Census Bureau is denying fake data allegations by census workers. Alan from the AP. The Bureau says it knows of no attempts by census takers to systematically falsify information during the 2020 headcount of every U.S. resident. The Bureau's statement was issued Monday night in response to reporting from the AP about census takers who say they were pressured to falsify answers to the census questionnaire in order to close cases in the waning days of the headcount. We know how important it is to count every person in the United States.
Well, we do know, for example, that Trump has a war on against the blue states, California, New York, Massachusetts, and others. Massachusetts, by the way, has a wonderful Republican governor. So by undercounting in some of these states, if that's what's really going on, you create more congressional seats in the red states. We know that, and we know what he's doing. Whether or not these allegations are true is anybody's business. I certainly don't know.
Here we sit on Veterans Day, Alan, a day when normally there would be parades and celebrations to honor and memorialize those who've given their lives up for the United States, as well as those who have survived the horrors of war. Currently, there's a documentary on HBO Max about World War I. They've done such an amazing job with the video, making it full color and seeing these young men up close and the horror of trench warfare. But we know what war does and that our veterans are often not treated right when they come home.
Well, David, the politicians create the wars. The veterans have fought them. And whether you not, for example, you believed in what we did in Vietnam, many of us did not. It still is unquestionable that our veterans are doing the fighting, risking their lives, and having tremendous amount of courage. And you can't say enough about these people who have given so much, so many of whom have lost their lives or lost limbs. This is a time, and I'm glad we have this day, to say thank you to the veterans.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Thank you, Alan.
And thank you, everybody out there. You know, you've been there with us all this time. Once again, we're going through a crisis engineered by a president. It's time for everybody to go stand shoulder to shoulder, and WAMC will be here with you.